弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，圣诞快乐
！Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, Merry Christmas！
圣诞节是圣经中，也是全世界最当高兴欢喜的日子。
Christmas is not the day in the Bible, but also in the whole world that is deserved to be the happiest day.
因为正是在这圣诞节的夜晚。
Because on this Christmas Eve.
各国各族所盼望的人类的救主耶稣基督降生了。
The Savior of all nations and all peoples was born.
从此整个的人类历史一分为二。
From then on, the history of mankind can be divided in two phases.
耶稣基督降临之前的时代，公元前。
Before Christ.
耶稣基督降生之后的时代，公元后。
And after Christ.
所以我们看到弟兄姊妹在圣诞夜。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, on the Christmas Eve.
因着耶稣基督救世主的降临。
Because of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
世界历史从此一分为二。
The history of mankind is divided in two parts.
世界历史从此就进入弥赛亚的时代。
And now the history of mankind now officially enters the face of Messiah.
这就是西方历史上非常重要的一个词 Christendom, 耶稣基督的国度由此展开了。
This is why a very important term in the Western civilization, Christendom, how it has become.
今天当我们讲到这圣诞夜的时候
So tonight,
我们要唱诗。
We sing Christmas carols.
我们要唱平安夜。
And we sing Silent Night.
但是其实真正圣诞夜的时候。
But on the actual Silent Night.
是有平安。
There is real peace.
是有歌声。
And there are singing.
但是同时还有巨大的不平安。
But there's also the real not the good feeling about peace.
甚至围绕着圣诞夜的主耶稣基督的降生，一场血腥的大屠杀展开了。
So actually, when on the night, because of Jesus' birth, there was actually massacre on children.
所以我们看到在马太福音第二章第一节到十八节这段经文中。
So when we just read the scriptures from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 18.
有东方的博士来拜见耶稣。
And we noticed the wise men from the east came to worship Jesus.
但是我们看到那些祭司长和民间的文士们。
But we saw the priests and the scribes.
虽然他们知道耶稣要诞生在犹太地的伯利恒。
Even though they knew that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem.
但是他们仍然默然置之。
But they were indifferent. They were not responsive.
弟兄姊妹，按说最最应该去朝见耶稣的，应当是那些祭司长，应当是那些精通圣经的文士。
So brothers and sisters, I think that the people who most probably should visit Jesus should be those should be the priests and the scribes who know the scriptures better than anyone else.
因为他们精通旧约圣经。
Because they were well versed in the Old Testament.
他们深知，正如这段经文是在弥迦书第五章的第二节。
They knew here is like it can be found in the Old Testament, Micah chapter 5, verse 2.
说犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来牧养我以色列民。
And it says, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah.And by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. So what has been prophesied by the prophets? And the priests and the scribes knew those verses very well.
这位以色列的君王和救主就要出生在犹大地的伯利恒。
And they knew this savior of the rulers of Judah will be born in Bethlehem, the land of Judah. And there is one who should come to visit. Yet they did not respond.
但是他们却如如不动。
And they were indifferent.
他只是向希律王提供消息。
They only passed the message to the King Herod.
而希律王得到这个消息以后，就去追杀耶稣。
And after Herod heard the news, he went on try to pursue and kill Jesus.
所以我们看到围绕着平安夜的夜晚。
And so we know around the Christmas Eve, the silent night.
在第二章的第三节说，希律王听见了就心里不安。
And on that particular night, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled.
耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。
And also all people in Jerusalem were troubled.
不光是感到不安。
And not only they were troubled.
而且我们看到在第二章的十六节到十六节就特别讲到。
And in verse 16, it says,
希律王就把伯利恒周围的所有的男婴两岁之内的全部屠杀一净。
Herod actually sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under.
所以耶稣基督的诞生
So the birth of Christ
给整个的世界带来的是一个天翻地覆的变化
actually brought a radical change to the world.
从此整个世界你或者是属于基督徒
And from then on either you belong to Christ
或者是属于非基督徒
Or you belong to non-Christian
或者是你属于耶稣基督光明的国度
Either you belong to the kingdom of Christ
或者你就属于魔鬼撒旦黑暗的国度
Or you belong to that dark kingdom that belongs to Satan
围绕这寂静的夜晚
So around that night
围绕着小小的伯利城
around the little city Bethlehem
围绕着小小的马槽
around that little stable
围绕着马槽中的圣婴
and the manger and the little baby was born
世界历史上最最重要的事件发生
and the most important the most significant incident occurred
所以弟兄姊妹我们就从这段经文中看到三类人
So, brothers and sisters, we can see three types of people from those verses.
到底对于这位诞生在犹太地的伯利恒的小小马槽中的圣婴是什么样的心态？
And we can see their different reactions or responses toward the birth of Christ in the little town Bethlehem.
反映了我们心中的渴慕。
And whatever they react, however they respond, actually reflects how much we desire.
也反映了我们永永远远的结局。
It also reflects the ultimate outcome of us.
如果我们心中真的是渴慕这位救主
，If we truly desire, we're longing for the Savior.
如果我们是真正的来朝见这位救主
，If we're truly coming to worship the Savior,
把我们自己、把我们的黄金、乳香、没有奉献给他
，If we truly, dedicate our gold, our incense, and the myrrh.
我们从此就与耶稣基督的恩膏，就与他的国度，就与他所赐给我们的永远的生命有份。
And we will be part of his kingdom forever.
但是很多很多的人
，But many people，
或者是视而不见
，Either do not react，
或者继续在不断的屠杀耶稣婴孩
，Or continue to kill those male children because of Jesus' birth。
有的时候我们想。
And sometimes we think, since Jesus had already been born, and he already grew up, and he even resurrected from the dead and now ascended to the heaven. How are you saying that we will continue to murder those children?
但是当圣经讲到扫罗追杀基督徒、迫害基督徒的时候
，But the Bible recorded that when Saul went to persecute Christians，
耶稣基督向他显现
，And Jesus actually revealed himself to Saul。
那耶稣基督就说：“你为什么迫害我
？”And Jesus actually asked him, "Why do you pursue and persecute me?"
当耶稣基督讲到世界末日的时候。
When Jesus mentioned the end of the world,
耶稣说：“当初你给我一杯水，我在监狱里，你来看我。”
And he said that when you give me a cup of water in the jail,
那人就说：“我们怎么能够给你一杯水？怎么能够到监狱里去看你呢？”
And come to see me in the jail, but the people who heard that react that, "How can we give you a cup of water and see you in the jail?"
那耶稣就说：“当你 来这个世界上去看望，去给一杯水，给这我小小的弟兄中的一个，就是坐在我身上的。
And Jesus replied that when you give a cup of water to the little brother in me, and you are, your act is actually upon myself. Upon
所以我们对待耶稣基督的心态和选择。
So our choice and our decision and our response to Jesus
显明了我们心灵的渴慕。
And reveals how much we desire.
也显明了我们将来永永远远的结局。
And it also reflects the ultimate outcome.
我们就看到第一类人。
So we just read about the first type of people.
第一类人就是这几位东方的博士。
These are the several wise men from the East.
他们不远千里万里来朝见耶稣。
And they came to visit Jesus from a long way.
其实他们是最不可能来朝见耶稣的。
And actually, if you think about it, they are the one who should be least likely come to worship him.
其实最有可能朝见耶稣的应当是那些祭司长和精通圣经的文士。
The people who most likely come to visit Jesus should be those chief priests and scribes, because they know the scriptures well.
所以我们真正认识耶稣基督，以耶稣基督为我们的救主，是非义所思，其义恩典。
So the fact that Jesus Christ becomes our Savior is completely, it's just amazing, totally unexpected.
这几位东方博士是占星术士。
And we know that wise men from the East, they're good at astrology.
所以他们观察天上的星象。
So they observed the stars.
在东方看见弥赛亚的星就特来拜他。
And they actually saw the star that led them to Jesus.
而且非常奇妙的是，上帝也借着星星来引领他们。
And the most amazing part is really God uses a star to lead the wise men to Christ.
所以在第九节讲到，在东方所看见的那星，忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方。
And that's why that it says that the star they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen. When it arose, went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was.
上帝常常用我们非义所思的方式来引领我们到他面前。
God often lead us to him using ways that is beyond our expectation.
然后我们看到他们不仅是观察星象。
So not only they observed stars.
他们来到耶路撒冷还询问犹太人。
And when they came to Jerusalem, they actually asked the people around.
那生来做犹太指望的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
And they actually asked them, where is that child who was born to be the Savior? And we came from the East to worship him.
所以这些东方的智者是大有智慧的。
So we know these wise men from the East are indeed wise.
他们有个人深刻的研究。
They not only did their research.
然后夜观星象。
They observe the stars.
同时他们又不耻下问。
But they also, they humble themselves to ask people for help.
来询问耶路撒冷那些真正得到上帝特殊启示的人。
And they were willing to ask the people in Jerusalem who had already received the special revelation from God.
然后他们就在这星象的引领下。
So under the guidance of the star,
在第十节讲到进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚就伏伏拜那小孩子。
And like it says in verse 12, and being warned in verse 11, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him.
解开宝盒拿黄金乳香没药为礼物献给他。
And then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts.Gold and frankincense and myrrh.
这世界上可能过了平安夜。
And maybe the night passed on this world.
耶稣此时不在一个马厩马槽中。
And even Jesus was no longer in that manger.
而是全全实实进了一个房子。
And he was already taken into a house.
但是令我们感到震惊的是。
But to, which is what was shocking to us.
他们看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚。
they saw the child with his mother, Mary.
你今天到很多天主教的教堂去。
So if you visit some Catholic church today,
看到很多天主教教徒，他们就敬拜玛利亚。
You see that a lot of Catholic believers actually worship the Saint, Mary.
你看到天主教的教堂里面。
You saw that in Catholic church.
他们有很多所谓圣母玛利亚抱着圣婴的那种画像 Madonna.
You can see a lot of paintings that portray Mary holding a little baby.
所以我们看到天主教教会的这种崇拜其实连东方博士的水准都没有达到。
So you see that the way the Catholic Church, in the Catholic Church, how Mary was worshipped, the way is probably is not even, comparable to the way how the wise men from the East worshipped Jesus. And subconsciously, the Catholic Church incorporated a lot of notions from, or man's idea. But here it states clearly that when they saw the child was Mary, they did not worship Mary. They fell down and worshipped him, the child. So God indeed gave them special wisdom. That not only they traveled through the land, the sea, and they traveled all the way to Jerusalem. And even after they met the chief priests, scribes, and even Herod the king, even that they met Mary, they did not really worship the holy city Jerusalem.They did not worship the chief priests. They did not worship Herod the king, the one who has the authority to give people life or death. And even that, they didn't even worship Mary, the mother of Christ. They only fell down.And worship the little child. And they offered their gifts, gold, myrrh, and frankincense, that they have carried all the way from distance.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们在圣诞节的时候，一个非常重要的活动是互相交换什么礼物。
Brothers and sisters, we know that during Christmas, something we do, we commonly do is to exchange gifts among friends. This custom actually can be traced all the way back then. We were imitating how the wise men, in that period of time, when you travel long distance, and especially it's extremely dangerous for people to travel long distance while carrying treasures like gold, frankincense, myrrh. You could be robbed and killed on the way. So we see those wise men from the East.Even those people who don't appear to be, likely to believe in Christ. They came from long distance. They not only brought and showed their desire from their hearts.And they brought gold, frankincense, myrrh. And actually, we knew that later on when Jesus' parents had to take him to Egypt, those treasures brought by the wise men, in fact, became their life support.
这样精准的这样钱目的 来敬拜耶稣呢？
How could these wise men from the east just worship and desire Jesus so much?
我们只能讲非意所思。
All we can say is just beyond our comprehension. It's amazing.
我们只能讲是奇异什么？恩典。
And we can only say it's all God's amazing grace.
上帝使那不可能的成为可能的。
God turned impossibles into possible.
不仅是只成为可能的，而且成为是现实性的。
And God not only made them possible, he actually made them part of the history.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们就看到第二类人。
And brothers and sisters, now let's look at the second type of people.
就是那些祭司长。
And these are the chief priests.
那些民间大有学问的文士，也就是经学家们。
And those are scripts who are experts on scriptures.
按说他们是最可能敬拜耶稣的人。
And these are the ones who most likely should come to worship Jesus.
但是他们却没有来敬拜耶稣。
Yet they didn't come.
甚至最后枉献耶稣基督的罪名。
And later on, they even decided to free Jesus.
把耶稣基督钉死在十字架上的。
They were the ones who put Jesus and crucified him on the cross.
中间主导性的力量就是这些假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人，也包括祭司长。
And the one of the dominant forces among those people who crucified Jesus could be found in the Pharisees, the chief priests, and the scribes.
弟兄姊妹，在这个世界上最具有欺骗性和危害性的一个现象就是宗教的灵。
And brothers and sisters, I want to caution you that the one that is most deceiving in this world is actually can be found the spirit of a particular religion.
Oh, 我有伊斯兰教的信仰。
For instance, if I have a faith in Islam,
我有犹太教的信仰。
Or I have faith in the Judaism,
佛教的信仰，法轮功的信仰。
Or I just believe Buddhism or 法轮功。
我有共产主义的信仰。
Or I just believe in communism.
或者我的信仰就是什么也不信仰。
Or my faith is basically I don't believe in anything.
弟兄姊妹，个人求告自己的神。
And brothers and sisters, we all know each person, each one of us, a certain circumstance, ask for your own God for help.
每个人都有自己的信仰。
Each one of us indeed has a faith.
每个国家、每个文明、每个民族都有自己主导性的、主流性的信仰、宗教或者是意识形态。
And even every country, every culture has a dominant faith or some kind of a ideology.
正是因为我们有了各种各样的宗教、各种各样的信仰、各种各样的意识形态，我们不愿意去敬拜耶稣。
Because we have these many types of religions or faith or ideology, and that just poisoned us to the point that we don't want to come to worship Jesus.
而且他们不进不去敬拜。
And not only those chief priests and scribes refuse to worship.
而且他们心中充满了不安。
They were actually deeply troubled.
到底这位耶稣来是否要挑战我们的信仰？
They were troubled because they felt that whether the birth of Christ is going to bring challenge to their own faith.
是否会损害到我们的权威和地位？
Whether the birth of Christ is going to damage their own reputation or even threaten their status.
他们首先关心的不是耶稣基督到底是谁。
They didn't really care about who Jesus was.
他们首先是从自己宗教的利益、宗教的地位、宗教的权威、宗教的影响，从他们的宗教本位主义出发。
They were more concerned about their own religious status or religious authority.
后来，当他们把耶稣基督钉上十字架的时候
，And we know that later on when they crucified Jesus on the cross,
比拉多一针见血的指出
，Pontius Pilate actually pointed out.
你们要按罪把他钉死的这位耶稣本身，他没有什么罪。
The one you're about to crucify, really has not committed any crime.
这些假冒伪善的文士、法利赛人，包括祭司长，之所以非要把耶稣基督钉在十字架上，比拉多只说了一个字，是因为嫉妒的缘故。
And we know those hypocrites. The reason for them to crucify Jesus on the cross is because they were jealous.
因为众人都跟了耶稣去了。
Because everybody else was following Jesus.
所以这些祭司长、这些文士就丧失了宗教的信徒。
So we know that those scribes and chief priests, they are no longer following the real religion. They forgot their devotion. Because their own religious calculation was challenged. So in order to keep their own religious status, they were willing to go ahead and even murder Jesus. So brothers and sisters, the religious spirit, that particular spirit, made us pride. And those religious spirit only makes us feel self-righteous. And that religious spirit only motivate us to be hypocrites. And yet that spirit of religion is only make us less likely to worship, to truly to know Jesus Christ. So we have revealed the two types of people. One is the wise men from the East. And the second type are the chief priests and scribes. The third type people are a bit complex. They were represented by people like Herod the king, the politicians. So we know that Herod the king was very sensitive to the birth of Jesus. And on verse 3, it says, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. And he assembled all the chief priests and the scribes of the people. And in verse 7, it says, then Herod summoned the wise men secretly. So we know Herod the king had all the resources, the political resources, as well as the resources, from a management perspective. And he was able to summon the chief priests and scribes. And even the wise men from the East. And he was able just to call upon those people. And those people that are at a political advantage are most dangerous. And they don't care whether you truly believe in Jesus or not. Or whether you don't believe in Jesus Christ. And these politicians will try to pursue and kill you if they feel being threatened by you. If you are a Christian,
杀!
Kill. Go ahead, kill.
你是伊斯兰教徒, 杀!
Or even if you are a Muslim believer, they can,
你是法轮功的,
杀! They can kill you. Any religion, they can kill you. So Herod, the king, represents the powerful politicians. In order to keep their political interest, they can do whatever they want.
弟兄子弟兄姊妹，基督教2000多年从犹太教直到今天的文明的成果是什么呢？
So we know that the one of the outcomes born out of Christianity.
耶稣基督对政治对世界最大的挑战是什么呢？
The biggest challenge that Jesus imposed to the political society was that he was truly the real Son of God. And he is the true Savior who came to save us. And he is the true King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以他是独一的天子。
So he is the true Son of God.
他是独一的救主。
And he is a true Savior.
所以他是独一的君王。
And he is also the only King.
所以自从耶稣在这三个方面宣告确定之后。
So after, you know, after Jesus declared the authority in the three aspects,
就没有人敢于或者任何人的声称我是真龙天子。
No other people really dare to claim they are the Son of God.
我是人类的大救星。
Or they are the true Savior of the
mankind. 我享有至高无上的王权。
Or they have all the royal authority.
这些在耶稣基督的道成肉身和他大君王大救星的职分上都丧失了合法性。
All of these claims became invalid because of the birth of the true Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he is the only mediator between us and God. And Jesus Christ is the only Savior for sinners. And he is the only one who can declare that all the authorities from heaven and on earth belongs to me. So God did not give the authority to anyone else. He didn't give the authority to a particular family. Didn't give the authority to church. And the most significant authority he did not give to a president or a nation. Actually, all the authority belong to Christ. Because of his birth. His incarnation and his proclaim.
We are equal.
We are equal in front of God. We're all free in front of God. We're all under God's liberty and justice. And no matter whether you're rich or poor, no matter what skin color you are, what nationality you are, The door leading to the good news is open to everyone equally and freely. And each one of us can find that door, that way to the heaven because of Jesus Christ. And there we know that Jesus' lordship and his kingship has brought a fundamental challenge to those dictators.
说来话长,
so to make long story short,
耶稣基督降生两千年之后,
so 2 years after Jesus' birth,
宗教改革的最巅峰的发现和体现就是
So we know the peak, the climax of Reformation is that we no longer need a ruler or a king for us. No matter whether the country is going monarchy,
虚君制也好,
我不知道这个,
君主立宪也好,
okay, no matter what type of political system the country is maintaining,
宗教改革和美国革命的典范就是我们在人间不需要任何人站在我们头上做王。
The idea of Reformation is that we no longer need a ruler who is above us.
因为唯独耶稣基督是我们的君王。
Because only Jesus Christ is our only Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们在基督里都是上帝宝贵的儿女。
And brothers, sisters, we are all beloved children of God.
我们在基督里都是平等的弟兄姊妹。
And in Christ, we're all brothers and sisters.
每个人的身上都有君王的荣美。
We all have the glory like a king.
因为上帝造我们本来就是使荣耀尊贵赐给我们每个人做冠冕的。
Because God created us in his own image, he gave his glory to us.
所以我们不需要对世上的任何人，不管他有多大的权力，顶礼膜拜。
Therefore, we do not worship a worldly king, and no matter how powerful this person is, we can we can just simply come just like the wise man from the east. When we truly bow down and worship Jesus, and we actually can stand up in front of the world. Because we freely stand in front of God. And God is the Father of all of us. And Jesus is the big brother for all of us. And we're all sinners. Yet we all have the opportunity to receive the grace and be saved. And even after we receive the grace, become saved, we're still sinners. And nobody can look down others. And nobody really can legally bully others. Brothers and sisters, yet we receive the greatest liberty and freedom from Jesus. And we became a new creation. A person that stands tall. Brothers and sisters, because of this claim for his kingdom, his power, and his glory, the herald of the king was deeply troubled, and he hated them. And he was also scared. And that's why Herod tried to summon people, tried to get to know. And he tried to deceive people. And in the end, he actually sent troops to kill more than 2,000 baby boys. So, brothers and sisters, friends, and I hope you have the true peace on this silent night. And I also hope that you're not troubled on this silent night. When we truly come to see him, to receive him, to worship him, and no matter which direction you're from, north, west, east, even if you used to be a corrupted official, or you're a spy, or you're the person who does astrology, or you're the one who befriended with ghosts, you could look at that bright star and to find Jesus himself. Through him, we could be saved. So, brothers and sisters, finally, I want to encourage you. Do not bury yourself in religious belief. The key is whether you truly know God. Whether you truly know Jesus Christ. Do not think that you have some kind of authority. Don't think that you can revolt. Or you can oppress people who revolt. The religious factor is not important at all. Or some political calculation is not important. The most important thing is to come to know him, to worship him, and to serve him. And bring our gold. Bring our frankincense. Bring our myrrh. If you say, I have nothing, but we know that God is not asking anything from
you.
He's asking for your life. Let us. Let us give our life to Jesus Christ. Let him dictate our life. Let's pray. Let's pray.